My name is Connor Skuhn, and I will be reading Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, a half-sunk, shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed." And on the pedestal, these words appear. "My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on thy works, ye mighty, and despair." Nothing besides remains round the decay of that colossal wreck. Boundless and bare, the lone and level stands stretch far away.
Good morning, this is Mrs. Douglas, and I'm sitting here with Connor Skuhn, and I'm just going to ask if he can tell me a little bit more about his poem, Ozymandias,
yeah.
Yes, because I'm not sure I fully understand it.
Yeah, so Ozymandias is by Percy Shelley, who of course is a pillar of the Romantic movement, and this poem's title comes from the historical figure Ozymandias, which is the Greek name for the pharaoh we know as Ramses II. Of course, you'd recognize that from the Book of Exodus in the Old Testament. So the story behind the making of this poem was there was this head, this statue head, of this king who was found in Egypt and being brought to the British Museum. And Shelley entered a competition to write a poem about this. Now, he never saw the actual artifact in his life, but he knew the reputation of the character and wanted to develop his themes around it. So he created this unorthodox sonnet.
Thank you so much. That helps greatly.